An excerpt from the diary of St. Faustina. On one occasion, I heard Jesus say these words to me. My daughter, tell the whole world about my inconceivable mercy. I desire that the Feast of Mercy be a refuge and a shelter for all souls, and especially for poor sinners. On that day, the very depths of my tender mercy are open. I pour out a whole ocean of graces upon those souls who approach the font of my mercy. The soul that will go to confession and receive Holy Communion shall obtain complete forgiveness of sins and punishment. On that day, all the divine floodgates through which graces flow are open wide. Let no soul fear to draw near to me, even though its sins be as scarlet. My mercy is so great that no mind, be it human or angelic, will be able to fathom it throughout all eternity. Everything that exists has come forth from the very depths of my most tender mercy. Every soul in its relation to me will contemplate my love and mercy throughout eternity. In the Roman Catholic Church, Easter has always been a celebration of the great love that God has for us and for all his creation. A love that was shown when the divine Son became incarnate and dwelt among us, sharing in our lot, showing us the way to the Father, and making the perfect offering and atonement for our sins. And here and on the first Sunday after Easter, the Church celebrates Divine Mercy Sunday, a feast based on the private revelations of Jesus to St. Faustina. And in extending this feast to the entire Church, Pope John Paul II emphasized the resurrection context of Easter, citing St. Faustina's diary. Humanity will never find peace until it turns with trust to divine mercy. In describing this feast, St. John Paul II says, "Divine mercy, this is the Easter gift that the Church receives from the risen Christ, a gift which it offers to all humanity." In the Gospel of John, you know that John declares that God is love. In his encyclical called Rich in Mercy, St. John Paul II wrote, "Mercy is love's second name." If we understand mercy in the biblical sense, then without any fear or error contrary to the faith, it can be said, as St. John Paul II said, that mercy is the greatest attribute of God. This biblically formulated relationship between love and mercy is expressed by St. Faustina when she says, "Love is the flower, mercy is the fruit." Divine mercy is the form that God's eternal takes when he reaches out to us in our midst, in our own misery, in our own brokenness. Whatever the nature of our need might be, sin, guilt, suffering, or even death, he is always ready to pour out his merciful, compassionate love for each of us, to help us. Where there was only despair, loneliness, and heartache before, now we find joy, fruitfulness, and abiding love. So the message of divine mercy is simple. It is that God loves us and wants us to approach him in constant prayer, repenting of our sins while asking him to pour out his mercy upon us and on the whole world. He wants us to receive his mercy, but to also let it flow through us to others, extending our love and forgiveness just as he does to us. We must realize that God does not do anything in portions. He is infinite, and the amount of his divine mercy available to us is also infinite. The only limiting factor is us, our own lack of faith, our own inability to trust in Jesus. For the more we trust in Him, the more graces we will receive, the more we can all share then in the joy and peace of the risen Christ. This is the message Jesus is giving us today through this devotion to His divine mercy, a mercy that He once more tells us is unfathomable, in which He wants us to spread throughout the world through our own actions and our own love for others. Let's take a few more minutes in silent meditation.